everybody. Well, this is our BBS radio show. Today is Saturday. That means it's Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And the day today, which will clear, is March 11th, 2017. Oh, remember, a lot of times you get connected to, timelines for the day that you're living from the past. And things can happen, come into your life, which is kind of disconcerting sometimes. Here we go. Let's clear the date. So, one, two, oh dear, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 20. I'm kind of heavy. I don't know what's going on today from the past. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and I think it's 40. We're yawning. Wow. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 50. Okay. That looks good. So here we go. Actually, we need to energize the light beams on your monitor screen. So by all means, bring up a light beam or more. You want to have one on your cell phone, too. So here we go. Energizing these light beams. Stronger. 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 And stronger. Now, if you have a situation going on, never know. We'll clear that from you. Could be pain, trauma, emotional or physical. So think of that. You want to put your hand on that location. Here we go. So one, two, releasing it. Three, four, and five. And we'll get some more energy in here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, oh boy, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 30. And get some more energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. And that's good. That feels great. Okay. So we'll see if anybody needs a little extra dose. You will send it to us on, the chat room there, and we'll see what happens. So we'll bring Ann on. Ann, are you all raring to go here?
I sure am. Hi, Ron. Welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Call, and you've already had some wonderful healings. Thanks so much, Ron. I know everyone appreciates it very much. If you would like to send a message to us, even while the show is on, you may send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click on the fast chat link on the BBS radio station page. It's a wonderful night to be on with Ron because later in the show we will make an actual visit to Creation Lightship. And during that visit, the light beings who are doctors and healers, will work on a physical issue of your choice. So what you'll want to be doing is either saying it out loud or writing it down, attaching it to yourself. So I'd like everyone to be sure they're prepared before we go. And also, you may request rooms. We already have a request for a room to visit tonight, Ron. So everyone else is welcome to send them in. Some Saturdays we get too many that we can't go to all the rooms, and other nights we get like two. So I guess it depends on people's moods, but we do like your requests because it changes it up a little. Ron,
wonderful.
Yeah. Ron, I always like to also remind people, in case we have a new listener, Ron has a spectacular website, creationlightship.com. If you haven't been there, go to it after the show, and just check it out in general, and you'll find a lot of free healings there. They start on the left-hand side of the page. That's always the best place to start. In fact, the best one might be the Be Here Now. I know someone wrote in just last night about how wonderful they've been feeling since they started doing the Be Here Now clearing. And I use it often myself, and it just instantly makes you feel better and gets you in the here and now. So shall I start with some emails, Ron?
Sure, that would be great.
Okay, so someone wrote in last night near the end of the show and asked if, or rather stated that when they're running the light infusion clearing, they feel like they almost don't need to eat. And they wondered if you feel that same way, and your answer was yes. So someone wrote in, what is necessary to live? Be fueled by more light and less food? Some days are like this, and I feel wonderfully healthy. Then craving for food occurs. I want more light and less food. Thank you for all you do. Blessings.
Yeah, wow, you have a savings account for your food.
So I don't know if this person means that they just crave eating or if they're having cravings for certain things that maybe aren't good for them to eat. But on the Body Blueprint, you did a clearing, and again, I was on that absentee, but you did something to do with the sugar. And a lot of people wrote in saying that their sugar cravings were gone.
Yeah, that was on the 20th call.
Right. Is it possible to do a little, I don't know, booster of that or a sample of that for our listeners?
That's really complicated. So
okay.
Probably not.
Okay. What could, I didn't think to ask you this before, but what could people do if they're having cravings? I wonder, what would be a good clearing for that?
Well, at first, do entities.
Ah, right.
You want to have something, you go to a place and they get the chocolate malt or something, you know, and having that craving, you know. Well, anyway, you know, as soft drinks, pops, interesting to watch people eating, even your young kids, you know, 2-3 years of age, sometimes Coca-Cola. And I go, oh, you know, anyway, you guys know the drill, but, you know, that, and the parents pass on the entities. So maybe the entity and the parents now is passed on to the child, because it jumps into them. So the parents have a soft drink, and naturally the entity wants more, so it goes into the young child and whoever else is there, and it's a round robin with all the parents. So that could be no problems. Back to you.
Okay, I forgot about that, Ron. And, you know, I know before I got the entity clearing, I can recall feeling that entities got on me right in the grocery store, like certain aisles that you walk down, like almost
probably hanging out.
Yeah, draw you towards certain things.
Yeah, they're ready.
Also, yeah, if you pay attention in the grocery store, it's amazing how different aisles have different energy. You know, like if you go down the aisle with a lot of detergent in a big store, it feels awful. There's all those chemicals, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And maybe, as always, as they always do, our listeners will come up with some more suggestions on the cravings part. Okay, so we have a testimonial here, Ron. Dear Ron, thank you for the calcium magnesium water and all the healing water you charge for us on the healing calls. I was listening to a doctor talking about a health cure, and he was asked if he tested his patients for vitamin and mineral deficiencies. He said yes, and he finds that most people have no problems except for one. All of his patients are deficient in magnesium. Thanks again.
Welcome.
And I remember when you first started doing that, a person who is in the medical profession actually wrote in saying, you know, thank you and how important that is, because she knew, too, that a lot of people are deficient in that. So great, Ron.
Wonderful.
Okay. I'm going to keep going with these emails. Hang on one sec. Okay. Okay, here's a great one. Ron, of course, most people know you recommend that people begin the healings with the emotional clearing. So someone has some questions about it. After you choose the specific period and you run the whole life from the drop-down box and do the 30 minutes, how do you work with the specify healing period? It says clearing specify healing period, clearing period chakra. What do you key into the boxes?
That'd be for the unlimited version. Is that correct, Ann?
Well, they're not saying. Now, I always only buy the unlimited, and so I'm thinking it might not be the unlimited. It might be the first one, the just the whole life one, because this doesn't. Mine just has the one box. I put my name at the top. It has two parts: whole life, which you run first, and then the drop-down box is last weeks, days, months that you can choose. And then the second part is...
Those are only used for the unlimited version. So for just doing the original one, what you do is put your name in, your age, and then you go down to the bottom and you run it. Everything else in that whole lifetime clearing that's other than that is designed for a special day of your life for an incident that would happen after your clearing. So, because you're cleared for everything once you do your whole life. Then as you find situations happening, then at that point you can maybe go in maybe once a week and clear your week after you've done the whole clearing. Whole lifetime.
Right. That's only if you have purchased the unlimited.
Gotcha. So there's no need to write anything into that clearing box about, you know, having a bad divorce or something, you know, and your emotional clearing or, you know, something happened awful, a car accident or whatever, and you try to figure out the date as you're doing the clearing on your original whole lifetime. But all that stuff is covered. Don't use anything on there other than your age, your name and your age. Start your clearing.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Ron. I hope that's clear to the person. If you have any other questions, you know, send them in. Okay, someone wrote in, food and restaurant. A grocery store could have entities passed along, so object clearing the food you ingest and the liquid beside the water is, well, the water is separate. So I guess they're suggesting that you object clear your food, maybe even the things you bring home from the grocery store. I have done that because sometimes things do feel off, and something like, say, your laundry detergent, you could object clear it when you first bring it in the door. And then it'll be cleared for you to use and feel better.
Yep, very good. Yeah, and there are people that like to energize their food, in a sense, with the object clearing. So you may want to consider that, because that's a possibility, too. When you have a plate of food, you could just put the computer on and automatically go in there and energize the food on your plate. So back to you.
Okay. So the person did just write in again. So thank you. And I'll try to be more clear on the emotional clearing. So they do have the unlimited version. So that means in the first box, you run it, you put your age in, whole life, and you clear yourself. Then that day, you're done. If the next day you feel upset because your boss yelled at you, you come home and you type into the box, please clear me from my boss yelled at me today. And the default timer is 30 minutes. You could do that, sort of test it, see how you feel. You might want to put it on longer. Then let's say after that, you know, you feel better and nothing happens all week. Well, you still might, and most, I do this and a lot of people do this, when a week is up, you just go to the top box and choose days, put in 7, and run it. Just clear your emotional body for the previous 7 days. So what Ron was saying is you don't need to go back. Now, let's say you're 30 and you've run your whole life up to age 30, and you don't need to go back and clear something that happened emotionally when you were 15. So I hope that helps. And then whatever, and then forever, your whole life, if something is upsetting or hurtful or you just don't feel right, you can always go back to that second box and put in, just tell the light beings what happened to you, and you can change that time for as long as you like. People run them all night. People run them for a week. You can put all the 9s in. So I think that should be it. I hope that was helpful.
Yes. So the unlimited allows you to go after you're clearing, after you've cleared your whole lifetime, and then from there, if you have a situation in your future, remember, when you do the whole lifetime emotional clearing, you're like brand new, like you just got here. Your emotions that normally you're reactive to are cleared. So you're being reborn again, brand new, and actually being brand new like a baby. You will have situations typically happening to you, as life moves on. So you want to clear those out. So it's designed to be in your future after you do your whole lifetime clearing. That's what the unlimited is for. Which
right.
Went to the stuff, and as you look at that, it'll actually be your past from when you finished the whole lifetime clearing. Does that make sense to you? Oh, back to you.
Okay. This is an interesting one, Ron. Listener has 2 injuries, sprains, in his body now because he jumped out of his truck because there was a brown recluse spider in it, and it almost landed on me. This is the third time a spider has tried to land on me in that truck. Can something be done about that recurring situation? Thank you.
Yeah, that's the recurring problematic event. That could be that one. Rats.
Rats.
I would try that one, and you may have fear. Maybe those spiders know that you're in fear of them, but lucky that you know what that spider looks like. Anyway, I know there are a lot of those around in Texas. So, back to you.
Okay. Next one. Hello, Ron. Since your discussion about talking to your body, I have been doing it diligently every day. It helps me feel more present and in my body. I've also been having increased success with my physical healings. I say I command my body to connect to the mind of my body and heal blank. Thanks.
Yeah, that's good. Very good.
Okay. And I'll go back to some of these. Oh, we have a few people writing in with suggestions for future calls. Ron has been doing, almost once a month, a special healing call. And Ron does appreciate your suggestions. The earliest there would be one would be June, because Ron has his expos coming up, and we do have a special call planned for April. So if you wouldn't mind, just please send those in as we get closer, like, you know, early to mid-June. And then we'll send them to Ron. Okay. Let's see. Another one. Okay. Is there a way to choose and declare boundaries such that I am unable to be put on timelines? Could I ban my energy from being used, interfered with, or dumped on by others? Thanks.
Boy, boundary clearing, huh? I don't know if a judgment clearing would help on that or not, but I don't know how what's out there for boundaries. That's interesting. Have any idea, Ann?
Well, I know shrink wrapping yourself, if you're talking about the commands Ron has taught us and given us to use, is powerful. I think the psychic billboard might help. And I don't think it hurts to say, I say this all the time, actually. I command to be only on the CLS now timeline of light. And I command that any and all other timelines are crashed immediately. And I command to not be put on any more timelines. And then, well, I know we've talked about this before, Ron, and it's not as powerful as doing, say, the timeline crash, but it can't hurt, is kind of how you put it. And it'll probably keep you off of some timelines anyway.
Yeah, it can't hurt. Unfortunately, we don't know what the aliens, how much they like you. That's the only problem, you know.
Yes, basically, Ron, that's all Ron does. Is what you asked for is exactly what Ron is here to do, free us from the aliens, and we're all working on it, I guess, Ron, especially you, right?
Yep, that's true.
So I want to take a quick break from reading the emails and just to remind everyone about the expos that are coming up. And the one that's coming up is actually next weekend in New York City, New Life Expo. If you want to find out more about it, you can look it up online. And if you want your picture in the light infusion chamber, you can send it as late as Tuesday of this week, that's the 13th, to Ron on an email, and he'll put it in there so you can receive the energy. But what I wanted to talk about tonight, I mentioned this before, most of us cannot, sadly, attend the workshops or the expo. So Ron has set up something different this year, and for $30, you can call in and hear all four of the talks he is giving. And I'm really happy and excited about this. So I want to just tell you what is going on. On Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern time, normally Ron's events are Pacific time, this is Eastern time, living in this alien holographic timeline matrix. That's the first talk. The second one is extraterrestrial involvement with humans, and that is Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern time. The Next one, also on Saturday, is, oh, sorry, I did them backwards, E.T. Races and Their Agendas Unveiled. That's it on Saturday at noon. And Navigating the Timeline Matrix We Live In, Sunday at 1. And if I could just say, Ron, you know, you always have these titles, but what you actually do is sort of assess the crowd and as well as the people that will be listening on the phone and kind of see what people need, and you do a lot of healings at those. Do you want to talk about them a little more?
Yeah, every event is a little different. I try to do some emotional clearing. Sometimes I'll make people's hands real, or may take out implants out of their eyes and ears. Bringing them into the presence with the energy of being real, which that's quite interesting. The whole room changes as people become real and they're no longer clone replicas or clones. Or and clones, I should say, not or, but and. So that's neat. And then people have their own questions. So I try to do a lot of healing work throughout the lectures. Unfortunately, they're only, and then I do water charging. But the lectures are only like 45 minutes, and it's really hard having all these, you know, stuff that I could do, we'll say, for people, you know, it's kind of limited, but I try to do all that I can in that short amount of time. In the workshops, I can do a lot more. So back to you.
Right. Okay, Ron. Yeah, thank you so much. And again, on the top of Ron's website, you can click on where it says events and pay for that through PayPal, $30, and you'll be sent a phone number with a PIN number. And you'll be able to listen to all four of those talks.
Yep.
Okay, so I wanted to mention again that tomorrow is daylight savings time, and someone wrote in, there used to be a show, one of our past shows, referenced in a list of shows, but it's gone now. Can anyone recall the date? I think I know what they mean, that in the past we probably had a long discussion about daylight savings time, but I do not remember, so maybe one of the listeners do. And meantime, maybe you could talk a little bit more about daylight savings time and how it relates to aliens in our lives, Ron.
Whenever they change a timeline, which is what's happening, you know, when you're dealing with this, because they are changing time, and the time has to be reset with your body and new holograms put in place. So it's a way that they can make sure that you are on a program, because you're automatically having to do things. You know, you all know this about changing your clock and having a new timeline for you to live on. So that's what they're doing is. So if they made a mistake on the last timeline, we'll say, for instance, now you're able to be more connected to what's current with them, because maybe the old one just didn't seem to work out too well. So you might want to kind of consider that. That's why you don't really want to be involved with the whole situation that they're giving you. Because you're going to be on a timeline that is brand new. You're probably being experimented with, et cetera, more than you would be on the old timeline. So when you stay on the old timeline, everybody is moving toward the new one. That's where you're opting to go to. Well, you have a choice now to be on a timeline that will probably be dead for most people, we'll say, because you're no longer going to be on that timeline. The new one. The old one, you're going to be on it, but it'll be kind of vacant. That's what I'm trying to say. In the old timeline, they may not even know that you're there. Oh, back to you.
Right, and just not focus on it and try to not look at the digital numbers, the digital times.
Yep.
Okay, so somebody wrote in about the person, for the person who wrote in about boundaries. Be here now. That will help with boundaries if someone is trying to put you on timelines. And again, someone to stop being put on timelines. And if a person is trying to get you on timelines, now I'm not sure what healing they mean here, but they worded it on their healing so that when I got calls or meet people in person or even online, their dramas could not pull me in, and I have it on 24/7. So I'm not sure, maybe you could write in again what healing you mean there to stop being put on timelines. Maybe the timeline crash, but that's a great idea to sort of block someone from even, you know, getting anywhere with you to put you on timelines. Okay, someone wrote in.
I could do a timeline crash, people. I think we're going to you bring up stuttering or something.
Yes.
Is that what was, we're going to be talking about that on a question or something?
Yes, someone did write in and ask, they're having a problem with stuttering, and can you recommend some healings to help them with it?
Yeah, so I guess for stuttering, it could be anxiety. It could be, maybe you're feeling self-defeated, possibly, or something. Kind of hard to say. What we could do, I got a clarion that we don't talk about much, but it's about courage. So we could try a courage clarion here. Oh, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. Okay, let's just see if that makes you feel a little stronger. We'll see.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And I just wanted to let everyone know the courage clearing is a whole life clearing on the website. So if you felt something powerfully from what Ron just did, that could be an indication that that would be a good clearing for you to do. What else, Ron? I mean, do you want to talk a little more about that clearing? Or, like, I think that's brilliant of you to say that that would be a good one for the person who has the stuttering.
Yeah. What else could...
A person already wrote in with a suggestion. I have actually thought of a couple, but someone just wrote in Mind Loop 1.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's really good.
Well, let's, I can do a Mind Loop 1 for stuttering. Here we go. Oh, 1, 2, 3. Oh, man. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. That feels good. Okay, back to you.
Okay, another listener wrote in, recurring situation. Problematic, isn't it? Recurring situation or barcode?
Yes, uh-huh.
Thank you, listeners. That's so nice. Okay, my idea was the education clearing and the IQ clearing, which you recently told us, I don't know, maybe it was as long as 6 months ago, were really important to do. So can you talk to us a little bit again about the education? Do you think that's a good idea? And if so, can you talk a little bit about those two?
Yes. Basically, what you want to have is you have an IQ clearing. They're both very helpful for mental stuff, to gain mental clarity. That's about what I can say on it. So, you know, you may wish to do that. The IQ, it just makes you, you know, maybe a little smarter, opens up your mind to new possibilities. And the education gets rid of the programming of maybe your mentors programming you from your past, school, et cetera. But mainly it allows you to have, you know, a better way of looking at situations. So, you may just want to do both of those. They're both very good. A lot of people have tried them and they like them. So.
Well, and it gives you much more freedom and creativity, I would say.
Yes.
We have a lot of programs in us from our various educations. Okay, someone said stuttering, do the mind loop too. Because it's also a program from baby time.
That's very good.
Right. Okay. And I think, I feel like there was one more suggestion. Let me just find it. Mm-hmm. No, I guess that was it. Okay, so I hope that's helpful for the person who had the stuttering problem. So I'll go on with the emails, Ron. Someone wrote in to say they've been seeing a lot of dark clouds in their area lately. Any ideas what that might be, Ron, and what's going on there?
Well, if you want to do the special clearing that we have that's free, and that would be the gray sky clearing is one that you could do.
Mm-hmm.
Then you could also do the black mist clearing. So you may want to do that if you're seeing strange clouds or dark clouds. Oh, that's what I recommend doing. If you see clouds that don't look normal, especially if you see dark clouds and there's no rain coming, and you're seeing dark clouds hovering over your house or something, you know, you may want to do a clearing for that. So back to you.
Okay. I think everyone really appreciates it, Ron, when you make suggestions of things that, you know, or in a general way might be good for all of us. Would you say that maybe all of us should run the black mist clearing? Or
I would think that might be a good thing to do.
Okay. Any of the other, like the green blue and the...
there's always... I would say a lot of people have... stuff going on with the orbs. So you may want to do, you know, one of the orb clearings. I just don't know where to tell you to go. I know it's in one of the bundles.
It's in the Mind Matrix bundle, Ron.
Okay. The orb's going to attach to you, and I'll take orbs off of your, I think I did nose the other night here, so let's see. Any idea what body location I could use, Ann?
Well, since we were just talking about stuttering, how about our throats?
Okay. here we go, throat energy. Bit of orbs that are attached to your throat. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's good.
Okay. Wow, did we have a lot of orbs in our throats, or did a lot of us have orbs in our throats, Ron?
Yeah, it looked like it. So.
Okay.
We'll see how people feel. So back to you.
Okay. Someone said timeline crash stuttering too. And someone else said, do the fear and trauma clearing.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm. All great suggestions. Oh, and the person that wrote in earlier for the boundaries question said that's what they do on the timeline crash. And the person may not be aware that Ron now offers an unlimited version of the timeline crashes that everyone really loves and gets a lot out of. It's $150 for life, and you can just keep running those timeline crashes. And if you've purchased it and you have questions or would like the different versions Ron has given us of it, there's a process to doing them so they're really complete. So send a request or question to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll send back an email with all that information on it. But it's really worthwhile to get that. Okay. Wow, we're getting a lot of messages tonight. Thank you, everyone. Okay, a testimonial about the gray skies timeline crash. New York was supposed to get snow more than we did because I ran the gray skies timeline all the day before. I wanted to do the bigger one that's coming on Tuesday. Oh, so Ron can come with no problems because you'll be coming to New York. Well, thank you, listener. That's very nice.
Very good. Yeah, just have a nice day there.
Yes. Problems are supposed to, they're forecasting that it's supposed to start tonight. They've been saying since Thursday. So
okay.
Thank you, listener. They're running the gray skies for you, Ron, to keep it nice in New York.
That's great. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, 60-degree weather's fine for me, even 50. That's good.
50s are a little higher would be, you know, but yeah, 50s is good. No wet. Well, Ron, it's quarter of already. So shall we? Yeah. Yes,
okay,
wet.
So this only works live on tonight's show. It'll work on the archives if you're listening to it in a feel peace energy. But you have to be live in order to go to the light ship. So here we go, everybody. Think of one special clearing you'd like to have with your body. Maybe you have an incident going on with it or something, so just think of that. Bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, yard, or plants. And here we go, going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we're in the hot tub room naturally. We go there first. And let me see what we have for requests here. At a centrifuge room, so here we go. So 1, 2, bringing that energy in, 3, 4, and 5, okay. And the next room we'll go into will be the butterfly room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go into the room, baby elephants, okay, unless you want big ones. So here they come. There's always three light beings coming to you. And that form, that it'd be in an elephant form now. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we've got swans. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And requesting your healing. Remember, they're in the now, so each now you're fixed, and at the next now you need to keep connecting with that energy if you don't feel relief. So here we go. Went into another room. Let's go, since we're with swans, let's go with ducks. Here comes the ducks. So one, two, three, four, and five. And let's get some geese. Also stronger, 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 and stronger. And we can go in the light infusion chamber. We'll do that on this one here. So here we go. Request your one healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's see. Go into another room which has crypto energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we have pine tree room. So let's go there. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into a room which has gold water. Gold water room. One, two, three, four, and five. And naturally, we'll go into the room which has the hot tub. This will have, we'll give it the gold-colored mud. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And one last room. Let's go into the room with the butterflies. So here they come, stronger and stronger. Request your healing. And we're going to collect your animal pets. Our tree, art, and plants. And come back from the light ship here. So coming back down. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, Anne. How was that?
Well, wonderful as always. So thank you, Ron. It's really nice to do that. Okay, so let me go back to our emails. I'm so relaxed now. I'm peaceful. It's hard to read. Somebody sent in a message. I don't understand what they mean by DST. So if you could resend that a little clearer, if you'd like me to read it to Ron, I will. Okay. Now, we have another testimonial, Ron, very interesting one. Hello, Ron. I have gained so much and improved my life by living on the CLS Now Timeline of Light. When I am heart-centered, everything happens at the right time. The more I release the bondage of time, the more I notice how things just flow. Thank you for the healings and all your invaluable information.
Thank you. Very nice. Yeah, as you start doing the mind to heart drop, start doing the clearings to get rid of darkness from you, then you start living life better. So that's what will happen if you start doing more clearings, if you haven't been doing any. You know, you have to start out with the emotional one. Most people, they'll do that, and then they'll maybe do one in a couple of months, another one. You know, the next one's half price, and then, you know, they just keep going on. So it's full price, half price. By all means, if you have somebody that maybe you're dating or married to or whatever, definitely you want to do them along with whatever you do for yourself. Page. But, yeah, as you start doing more clearings, you're going to realize that, yeah, life is actually getting pretty good. And the negative people, darkness energies that would be in them, the entities and stuff, will normally not want to be around you. You find yourself finding new friends or even moving to a different location. So if you feel stuck in your life, I'll just talk about that. You may want to do the self-empowerment bundle or clearing. There's a lot of different clearings on that, maybe the psychic billboard, after you get maybe halfway through that clearing. And then from there, you may want to
Well, Ron, excuse me if I could just interject. The self-empowerment clearing is on the prosperity bundle.
Oh, okay, that's good too.
So, yeah, that's really good, I think.
What's in the prosperity bundle? Do you know the different bundle clearings of that one offhand?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good.
First of all, it is, if I may say, only $100 for 3 months. And it has the self-empowerment clearing, the psychic billboard clearing, the prosperity empowerment clearing, the poverty whole life clearing, the seven generation poverty clearing, whole life victim clearing, and the curses, hexes, and spells clearing. And as I said before, when your 3 months is up, you can purchase most of these for an additional $50 and have them for life. So doing this bundle is a really, really generous bargain that Ron has given us.
There you go.
Clearings.
That's very good.
Yes.
Well, say, if that doesn't get you jump-started into life, maybe nothing would. And major changes happening. So, that one's a wonderful bundle. Oh, back to you.
Okay. We have a request, and I don't know if this is something we've really talked about much. Will you please do a sample clearing for obsessiveness? I go in tangents of searching on the internet in too many directions and then look at too many paths all at once.
Boy, let me do a clearing. Now let's just do a clearing for being, if you're overstimulated. What do you think?
Well, it sounded to me more like lack of focus than obsessiveness. Because I have experienced that, maybe most people have, where you start out to do something and then you lose direction and you start doing something else, whether it's on the internet or house cleaning or running errands, and you just, I don't know if you get distracted. But if it's a real problem, then I think actually all the clearings we just talked about for the person with the stuttering might be helpful, like the education and IQ. Oh, and the mental body, the, what is that mind barcode one? I don't know. What else do you think, Ron?
I don't know. Maybe the natal barcode. That one's always good to do because that's kind of your whole life in a nutshell, how they abduct you and do things to you. That one is probably one that you may want to do all the time, put in any events that happen to you that you can see, you know, coming around you or coming down the pike. Because you may, you know, initially you clear your name and different, you know, dates and different things, nicknames, etc. And then all of a sudden, you're caught up into something. And, you know, you go, wow, I'm doing this thing over again. And I feel like I've been doing this for a long time. It's not like a mind loop, but it's a pattern that you're dealing with. You do have, you know, that reoccurring event one. But the pattern might be recycling or coming through to you at a given age where the aliens keep wanting you to get reprogrammed over and over and over. And so you may be doing something for 2 years, with a certain scenario because that's in your natal part, so you want to clear that out. Well, you may want to go back in there and type in what you're dealing with, then also do timeline crashes on it. Well, back to you.
Okay, yes. All great suggestions. Thank you. Okay, this is an interesting question. I was healing people for about 8 months with intent sent from my third eye. I have ceased this activity after encountering the mind-to-heart drop. Can you comment on the third eye? Will I be able to manifest healing with my spirit energy eventually? Can you give me some example commands to try?
I don't normally connect with the third eye energy at all. Oh, I'm not one to even ask that question. Because typically, you should have your third eye closed, not seeing things that you don't want to see. Some people might think they're using their third eye for intuition, which may not be true, but as far as trying to use your third eye to project spirit energy and or heal people, I don't know about that. I never work with the third eye energy. I might open it up for people if they needed it opened, and I do that with chakra alignments. But sometimes it just needs to get cleaned off. But I don't know really why you'd want to work with your third eye.
Well, they did say they've stopped doing that now, Ron, since they learned to be heart-centered.
That's good.
Yeah. Ron has actually talked about this a lot, and if you go to the top of his website where he has the sample healings, sort of to the right but the top, there's a whole show or a talk that he did, why not to be a healer? And so then the person said, will I be able to manifest healing with my spirit eventually? And I would say yes, if you mean heal yourself, right, but not others.
I don't know. I don't know why they would say eventually. Okay? Because the spirit's always in the now. You're making the presumption that spirit's not going to work with you until something happens in the future. So everything's in the now when you work with light. There'll be traps and things that are happening to you that may not be best interest. That's all darkness energy. Light only works in the present moment. It doesn't have a record of the past or the future. Always, hang on to the present moment. We talked about, in fact, we have, you can have a timeline, major timeline shift this evening, typically, when you go to bed and wake up the next day. So by all means, stay on today's timeline. Let everybody else go a new reality of consciousness or control is happening to you. Oh, it's kind of like being rebooted. Just stay on the old timeline. Hold on to this day. Back to you.
Okay. Another question. What should we do when a loved one who has passed is still staying in the house and causing problems?
Probably the emotional energy. So you would want to do the deceased loved one's emotional body. That energy would still be hanging around you. Sometimes it may take a week to leave, but typically once you do that clearing, it won't stay very long and it's out of here. Well, it's some people may want to have that person with them comforting. A lot of times the emotional body wants to take your energy, but it could feel comforting to you. But then all of a sudden it'll bring back memories of the past, which could traumatize you. So there's no reason to have that energy around. Looking at it, think if you had somebody that if he was older in your life, and you know you used to have a good time with them, maybe you're 20 years younger than they were, and you hung out together a lot. All of a sudden, they catch something, and all of a sudden now you have the memory of them being hooked up in a hospital with tubes for maybe a couple of months. So when you think of that person, are you going to think of them of having the good time? Probably not. You're going to be imprinted with the trauma of how you see them in the hospital with all the different tubes and their bodies decaying, degenerating. So that emotional body will keep bringing you that scene. And in the hospital, that's going to torture you. So why would you want to do that? That's why we have that clearing. With that emotional body. Now when you think about them after you do the clearing, you might just have the memory of the good times. And if you do have that negative-looking situation of person, you know, being hooked up, you may want to see what clearing could be used. Maybe it's a mind loop one clearing that that entity wanted to bring to you, that emotional body, so you don't forget them. So there may be another clearing too, but that should normally be released from you. You don't want to have the memory of somebody that doesn't look very well, you know. We all agree with that. Somebody in their wholeness, and they were healthy. So back to you, Ann. Like, our show's about ready to close, too, here.
Yes, and speaking of the mind to heart drop, I would also just add to that person that wrote in about the healing, with the healing and third eye question, there are, all of Ron's shows are archived, and a lot of listeners get a lot out of going back and listening to things. All the shows, the new shows, are valuable because Ron has so much to share, and he always adds more and, you know, adds a little more to the questions. But it's really valuable to go back and listen to some of those archives, and you'll really get a lot out of that. So, yes, Ron, it's time to do the previously mentioned Mind to Heart Drop. So thank you very much for the show tonight, and thank you, listeners.
Here we go, everybody. So you need to command your spirit to do this for you. So you say out loud, I'll command my spirit, take the thoughts in my head, pop them into my heart. And we count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the Light Ship Healing tonight. And we have our 7-hour conference call tomorrow, starting at 10 o'clock Pacific. And here we go. Let's say goodbye to everybody. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, other ladies behind the scenes. So we'll see you later. Blessings, everybody.